Now, the first thing he does is he kind of clears the way here for, the general type of objection that perhaps an agnostic would say, right? That, you know, well, we can't know, or I don't know. So he says, he starts off, and this is a section on atheism and agnosticism. And he says that our values determine our beliefs in the same way that they determine our behavior, right? There are many who claim to be neither theists nor atheists, he says, but agnostics. Excuse me. And he says that they claim that they do not know whether or not God exists. Of course, scripture denies that, you know, anyone can be agnostic, right? Again, Romans 1, we see that. So in one sense, he says everyone is a theist, for everyone knows God. But in another sense, unbelievers are atheists, for they seek to erase or to deny this knowledge and thus to live on atheistic presuppositions. And he says, in this model, no one is an agnostic, right? Because scripture say we has revealed himself to every.
Right. So he kind of furthers this point by saying there's no agnosticism by the scriptural behavior test. If someone were genuinely agnostic, he would be frantically trying to find ways of hedging bets, at least giving lip service to God, who after all might one day judge him. And so you don't see agnostics or self-proclaimed agnostics saying, well, you know, this week I don't know one way or the other, so I'm going to act in such a way that God is real. They're just kind of holding down the fort until someone presents them kind of persuasive proof in their minds. But we don't see them taking the opposite approach. It's always on a negative belief. There's no positive belief that would put them ultimately on the fence. They're just kind of giving lip service to saying, well, you know, I'm willing to be persuaded, but ultimately you're not persuaded. Therefore, there are no agnostics.
But yeah, as a matter of when I read this, I immediately thought of Pascal's wager, right? Mm-hmm. When he says it's hedging your bets, right? Pascal says, hey, if we don't know, you know, if there's no good evidence one way or another, then we should hedge our bets and you know, act as if God exists, because that's the best bet, right? Because if he does exist, then we're good to go, says Pascal, right? We're safe. If he doesn't exist, it doesn't matter. And so that's kind of, I think, what he's getting at here, right? The agnostic, if he was really agnostic, we'd see it in their behavior. I don't know if God exists, but just in case he does, I'm going to hedge my bet and, you know, act as if he does. And, and of course, the point he's making is that the agnostic doesn't do this.
Right. Well, he says, as a matter of fact, most professing agnostics do not hedge their bets in that way. Rather, they totally ignore God's word in their decision making. They never go to church, never seek God's will, never pray. In other words, they never behave exactly like atheists, not as if they were in some way, some halfway position between atheism and theism. They always act as atheists until presented. You know, they might be more open to listening. They might give more credence to, well, you know, the idea of Christian thought has persuaded in a positive direction the undertakings of the last 2,000 years of history, and so, you know, they might see some value, but as far as a positive belief, it's not there. It's always a negative belief until such time as their minds will be changed.
Right, and so this is what he's getting at by the behavior test, the scriptural behavior test. Right, you can say what you think all the time, in all types of situations. But let's look at how your behavior is, right? If you say you're agnostic, he's suggesting there should be a certain kind of behavior, this hedging bet arguments, we might say, right? But he says we don't see that with agnostics. They act exactly the way atheists act, right? And so what he says then, and we should always remember that there is no halfway house between, you know, being God's friend and being his enemy. And he quotes several scriptures to help back this up. Joshua 24:15, choose this day whom you will serve, right? Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, Jesus said. Matthew 12:30, whoever is not with me is against me. And so he says the argument that follows is directed toward atheists and even those agnostics who give lip service to agnosticism, but live as atheists. And so he says, really, you know, that kind of belies the claim of being an agnostic. Your behavior does, right? And so he says, there's really only two, right? The believer and the atheist. And so his aim then with this argument is at the atheist, whether they call themselves atheists or agnostic.
Right. All right. So we've removed all agnostics from the world. Thank you very much.